Welcome, everyone, to another episode of The Chuck Graham Show. We have done our two shorts today. We're going to try to be doing our podcast every morning at around 6 o'clock. We'll publish it maybe, I don't know. We'll probably publish it around, 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. We're trying to get some consistency here. I know I look rough. This has been my first day back in the gym for almost 2 years. Or my first day working out. I actually worked out from home today. I never canceled my gym membership, so I've been paying for it for 2 years and I haven't utilized it. So I decided to make some changes that's going on in my life. So we're going to try to, do that. If the sound quality is terrible, I don't think it is. I think I got that fixed, but we'll see. I started a new segment that you're not a victim, you're an idiot. And it's on the short videos, and it's all in good fun. YouTube will probably ban it, and I'll be shadow banned or restricted access or something. I want to touch base on Twitter for a second. I did something, and I posted a response to a tweet where somebody stated that, in response to this lady from Texas that got caught having sex or with a 15-year-old boy. She was a Sunday school teacher. I forget what her name is. But anyway, I made a comment because someone put on there, well, it wasn't a trans, wasn't a gay, and it wasn't an atheist. And I literally posted this. I said, well, that's because the devil already has the atheist, the trannies, I think it was gay. I think they said gay. I can't remember what. And Twitter flagged it and labeled it hate speech when I was just simply making my opinion. It had nothing to do with any of that. It's just my opinion because I'm a Christian. That was just my opinion. And so what I did is I said, well, let's just see. So I deleted the tweet and I went back in there and I posted it again. But I didn't use the word tranny. I used the word trans, which was the same thing that person used. Didn't flag it. Are you kidding me? Really, Elon? I mean, come on, man. I mean, they are literally still just as censorship-oriented. Not as bad, but yeah. Here's what I think. Should they make the social media companies a utility? Meaning, no matter what you do in your life, they can't cut your power off unless you don't pay the bill, right? Unless you're in California and they say if you use too much water, we'll cut your power off or whatever they do over there. But in reality, as long as you pay the bill, they can't cut your power off. They can't cut your phone off if you text something hateful. Hate speech is free speech, Mattal versus Tam. So the bottom line is it's good for society when we don't agree, when we can have a discourse and an opinion that maybe someone else doesn't reach that opinion. And that was just simply my opinion. And right or wrong, you believe it, you agree with it, you don't, I really don't care. It was just simply my opinion. So the question is that good for society? Of course it is. But this administration doesn't believe that because they just got caught in their emails. I was watching one of the Senate hearings where they were trying to get Facebook to censor the truth. And they said it in the email. Even though we know this is the truth, this is bad because it doesn't adhere to our narrative. The truth about the vaccines and all that. It was the truth. But because they thought that you're too fragile to hear it, no, it really wasn't that. I'll tell you what it was. It was the fact that it's not that you're too fragile to hear it. It's the fact they didn't want you to know that they messed up. That's what this is. They did not want you to know that they goofed up. And so they try to keep it from everybody. What kind of society are we living in when the truth is being censored? That's why I don't have Facebook. I hadn't had Facebook in years. I'm not going to associate myself with that tyrannical ass platform. YouTube, yeah, it's bad, but, you know, and they'll probably shadow ban this video as being hateful and all that kind of crap, but I don't care. I don't hate anybody for what they do. Well, let me just say this. I hate what they do. I don't hate the person that does it. And that's the position that Christians should take. You don't hate the person. You hate what they do. Now, what they do, you just saw my cat walk by, one of them. What they do will, in my opinion, send them to hell unless you're going to Joel Osteen's church, and then nobody goes to hell. Everybody's prosperous as long as you pay the $44,000 every, you know, week to attend. But that, I digress. And so the bottom line is this. Oh, and by the way, he's not a preacher. He's a motivational speaker with Christ as his platform. Make no mistake. So, but at the onset of all this, what we've learned is they don't care about the truth. Everything, almost everything I said that I got banned for, I got my account suspended for, almost all of it was true. Turned out to be true. It's not about me just having a magic wand. It's about critical thinking. And looking, if you can predict future behavior, you can look at past behavior. If that's the case, all you have to do is look at our government and the crap that they've done throughout the decades. They lie. That's what they do. They won't stop. They're going to continue to lie. That's like being married to a woman that lies. Chances are she's going to keep lying. It ain't never going to stop unless she just has some kind of life-challenging event that happens that, you know, or she accepts Christ or something like that. You know, that's why they lie about all the they don't report on the, you know, the shootings to where the outcome was not in favor of the mass shooter. That some guy with a gun took him out. Now, there's numerous cases of that too. But I digress. Back to what I was saying is this administration censored the truth. And Facebook was complicit. That's why I think that Facebook, Twitter, any social media platform, if they're going to keep their 230 status, they should be labeled a, wait for it, utility. It's a virtual public square. You should not be able to shut down someone's account for hate speech or even illegal stuff. We have laws that can arrest these people for threatening folks, but you still shouldn't be able to shut their account down. You shouldn't. But this won't happen until the Democrats start getting their accounts shut down for the awful shit that they say. Maxine Waters inciting riots. Well, if you see them out there, you go approach them and cause a ruckus. That's inciting violence and a riot. But they don't care about that. They'll show that all day long. Now, I agree with some of the things not showing on these platforms, like, you know, animal cruelty and stuff like that, but when it comes to speech or censoring illegal activity, you know, not censoring illegal activity, but notifying the police and then having the court orders remove it. But this should all be, they should be a utility, is what I'm saying. If you have a phone and you text some awful stuff to somebody, the phone company's not going to shut your account down. They're just going to give the information that someone needs to the police. And there's so many watchers out there on social media that if you do something illegal, your account being shut down is the least of your worries, because all they got to do is come arrest your ass, get an order from the court to take all the data and give it to the police and suspend the account via court order. That's very easy. You could suspend somebody's phone too if they wanted to do that, but they wouldn't want to do that. You want to know who these people are and what they're doing, and suspending their account's not the answer. That's like as much as I don't like the Biden administration. You know, I don't want to see anything happen to the people. You know, I mean, the bottom line is that people have a right to say what they want to say, even if it's bullshit, even if you know it's bullshit, because in today's society, the truth is a lie and a lie is a truth. I'm 100% certain that gender is a made up term and you have two sexes. And until about 5 minutes ago, there was no such thing as gender identity. And there's no such thing now. You are who you are. You are what God made you, regardless. Now, if you want to play pretend, that's up to you. All power to you. If you want to sit in the corner and dress up in a diaper and suck your thumb, there's institutions for that. But the point being is this. We're in a society today that the truth doesn't matter. Not your truth, not my truth, the truth. And there is a difference. This is not a preference between Coke and Pepsi. And people need to understand that if we don't get a grip on this, censorship and people accepting lies as truth, we are in trouble. We're in trouble as globally, not just in this country. We're in trouble globally. Because when you start messing around with the truth, it's one thing to do something, right? It's one thing to know that what you're doing is wrong and to know that you have an issue. And there are people that have gender dysphoria that understand that they have a mental illness. I've listened to countless interviews with those people, and it's horrible. I actually believe that'd be a horrible thing if you actually have it. But we didn't have a spike in this because of that. We had a spike because you got crazy parents pushing that on their children. You can tell a child that he's Superman and can jump off the house and he probably would believe you. They're pretty malleable. But the point being is this. If we don't get a grip on the truth in this country and across the world, we're in trouble. We're going to lose our society because we can't identify the truth. So, and the bottom line is there's people out there, you know, Uncle Joe is the toaster really talking to you? Of course you wouldn't tell him yes. And I digress. But folks, censorship is bad. And and now we're finding out that even the truth was being censored. So stay tuned. This is my first episode for the next, we're going to do one every day, every morning. And I appreciate you guys watching. Please like, subscribe, and tell your friends. And we're gonna just talk our bullshit and, you know, have some fun with it. But like I said, I thank you guys for watching the video, and I'll see you on the next one.